AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump appeared to rule out negotiations with Iran and called for Iran's, quote, unconditional surrender. In a post on social media, Trump also said the U.S. would help Iran rebuild after the war. In the post, he said, quote, we and many of our wonderful and very brave allies and partners will work tirelessly to bring Iran back from the brink of destruction, making it economically bigger, better, and stronger than ever before. Meanwhile, the State Department says more U.S. government chartered flights are bringing stranded Americans home from the Middle East daily, including one plane emblazoned with the New England Patriots logo. The Assistant Secretary of State for Public Affairs posted a photo of Americans boarding the Patriots plane, at least the second flight that landed at Dulles International Airport outside Washington today. Patriots owner Robert Kraft is a friend and supporter of Trump, but the social media post said his football franchise did not arrange or pay for the flight. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports some Gulf nations are showing discontent for the lack of notice about the strikes on Iran.
The Trump administration is confronting mounting discontent from allies in the Persian Gulf, who are complaining they were not given adequate time to prepare for the torrent of Iranian drones and missiles bombarding their countries in retaliation for strikes launched by the US and Israel. Officials from two Gulf countries say their governments are disappointed in the way the US has handled the war, particularly the initial attack on Iran on February 28. One of the officials says Gulf countries were frustrated and even angry that the US military has not defended them enough, adding there's a belief in the region that the operation has focused on defending Israel and American troops, while leaving Gulf countries to protect themselves. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. According to an AP NORC poll last year, if they had to choose, most Americans say they would prefer to make daylight savings permanent rather than standard time. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Kenneth Wright with the University of Colorado says that choice has some implications.
We are on permanent daylight saving time. We're going to have many more dark mornings. People will be driving to work. Children will be standing there for the bus or walking to school in the dark. And it can increase that by more than 100 days compared to what we currently do right now.
Scott Yates with Lock the Clock says he got involved in the discussion for personal reasons.
Like so many people, I was just frustrated having to change the clocks twice a year. I didn't like losing an hour of sleep in the spring.
And says he's optimistic about getting rid of the time change.
It's a terrific bipartisan issue. Nobody's going to bicker about that part. So it's just a matter of getting it done.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Hey, this is Bayard Winthrop, founder of American Giant. I started this company because I was fed up with cheap clothes that didn't last and a system that shipped manufacturing overseas. We believed we could still make incredible hoodies, t-shirts, and pants right here in the U.S. with American cotton, American factories, and people earning real wages. That's what American Giant stands for, building clothes that actually last. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code GIANT20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code GIANT20 at American-Giant.com.